Hi friends, before we get started, I wanted to give you two brief content warnings. I'm so thrilled to have Hasela of MTV's The Challenge and Road Rules on today's episode. Sadly, she experienced a tragic loss of her son during her pregnancy, and that is talked about, and she gets really open about it, and so that might be content that would be a bit triggering for someone who might have just recently experienced a loss or is pregnant, so I wanted to make sure you were aware of that. And then also, she does mention some numbers around weight, so with those two things in mind, if you're ready, this is a fabulous episode, and I can't wait to share it with you now. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Plus Mommy Podcast. I'm your host, Jen McClellan, and here we explore plus-size pregnancy, motherhood, and body love. From bumps to bellies, we talk about it all. Now, let's get started. Hello, friends. If we hang out together on Plus Mommy on Instagram, then you know I am a huge, massive, ridiculous fan of The Challenge. And I am joined today by someone who I'm totally fangirling over and blushing right now. It's Hasela Delgado from The Challenge and Road Rules. And hi, welcome.
Yay! Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for being here. Like, I've been a fan for years. And then when I saw that All Stars was coming out on Paramount Plus, and then I saw you, and I was like, oh, my goodness. And then you just, like, killed the first challenge. And I was doing an Instagram story. And then I'm like, I'm gonna tag her, and maybe she'd want to be on the show. And then you responded, and it was like the coolest thing ever. So thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
Can you do?
I love to meet people that have watched the show, that have been fans. And, you know, I never really got this opportunity in my younger years.
Yeah.
So this is exciting for me too.
Oh, cool. Can you introduce yourself? I mean, I can't believe anyone doesn't watch The Challenge, but if they don't know who you are, can you introduce yourself to us?
So yeah, my name is Hasela Delgado. I am a original cast member of Road Rules Challenge 10, The Quest. Wow. I actually, if we're going to go through all of it, I actually had the casting special first,
yeah,
then Road Rules 10, The Quest. I did a cameo appearance on Real World 10. And then I did three seasons of The Challenge. I did Battle of the Seasons, Battle of the Sexes, The Gauntlet 2. And I also post for Playboy.
That's so cool. I would love to talk about it all and go back to like the beginning. I dug through the archives of YouTube to find, I actually watched the casting special again, and I'm sure I watched it, you know, like what, how many years? Do we even want to say how many?
20.
Yeah.
That was 20
years ago. And then I rewatched the Road Rules Quest, and I was like, I'm not sure I've seen that one. And then I saw Adam, and I think I had a little crush on him, so then I remembered the season back then,
and everybody did.
But unfortunately, I couldn't find the earliest Battle of the Seasons and Battle of the Sexes seasons. And I searched MTV and Paramount Plus and YouTube, but The Gauntlet 2 is available on Paramount Plus, so I watched that too. So I would absolutely love to go back in time, and maybe we could just start there. But before we do, I just want to say, seeing you now, currently on The Challenge, and seeing people who I've watched for 20 years, and seeing cellulite and wrinkles and talking about bodies, it is just, it's so awesome for someone who has never existed, me in a smaller body, to see different body sizes and ages represented in a way that I've never seen before. Watching MTV my whole life. Like, MTV was the first website I went to back in the dial-up days when it took like a half hour. Like, MTV, I feel, has been such a part of my life. So to see you now, it just means so much that you came back on the cast and did this season. So maybe I just love to start there, actually, and hear a little bit about what that has been like for someone who has been doing reality TV shows for 20 years.
You know, what's funny is from day one, I've always had a big butt. I mean, you can watch literally my first shows, and it was always jokes about my big butt. You know, come on, Hasela, you got to get your big butt up there. oh, you know, if you had a little more meat on your bones, you wouldn't be so cold, as I told Ellen one day. So weight has always been a part of my persona. And I was always very proud of my body. Yeah. And I always talked about, you know, I talked about my hips and my butt because I knew it was like the elephant in the room. Literally, I knew people were always like looking like, whoa, because everyone else was so small, yeah. like tiny, tiny. And, you know, going into this challenge, I already knew, you know what I mean? I'm, you know, Mark's like, I'm coming in at 220 pounds of twisted steel. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming in with these hot pancakes, 190 pounds, baby. What? You know, I'm almost Mark's body weight.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'2". He's 6'3 and a half. Yeah. I'm one. When I started the challenge, I was 190. He was he's 220. So, you know, weight has always played a part. And when it comes to the challenges, what I learned early on, because we were playing backyard games, like when we did challenges, yeah, in comparison, yeah. No, for real.
So
like
true.
In comparison to my road rules season, I was like, this is so stupid. I don't want to build this house. Like, I want to go jump off of something, you know? So when I went into this, there was a conversation that I had with the production team. And I said, I need you guys to go to my Instagram. And I want you to see what you're signing up for,
yeah.
because I'm not the same. I still have a big butt, but it's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've had 3 children and the body is not what it used to be, but the heart is. And I think that.
Wait, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. Not just the heart, the badass woman, like you killed that first season. Like, and it was just like for me watching it. As a plus size woman, to see someone in a body that isn't a size 2 and who literally killed the challenge, I mean, I was bouncing up and down. It felt so validating on so many levels. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. No, but like, yeah, that is the thing. Like, you know, when you look around and you see people and you see their bodies, you're looking for something to relate to. And a lot of times people can't relate to the challengers because they're like, oh my God, you know, here's this like muscle bound individual. I'm just a regular mom. And I went in and I'm like, I'm doing it for mom.
Yeah.
Because I went through all of the emotions that you go through as a mom, as a bigger woman. And I'm short and I'm big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's double whammy. So when I went in and I seen all the people and I seen their bodies, I didn't allow it to intimidate me.
Good.
But one of the greatest things that I'm going to tell you, and I don't think other people know, we don't have mirrors in the villa.
Oh, wow.
We don't have challenge houses. Challenge houses don't have mirrors. We only have one mirror and it's in your bathroom. And that's usually it.
Whoa.
There is usually not any other mirror, any other reflector is removed because you can get a lot of camera
right.
off of the mirror. So we go through that whole entire experience not looking at ourselves in the mirror except to take a shower. And that's
yeah.
it. And let me tell you, not looking at your body, not criticizing yourself, not looking at those imperfections that people do, like looking at Instagram, then you look at your body.
Right.
Not doing that was so liberating. You haven't even seen this body. You're about to see this body on other episodes.
I'm so excited, right? The show just launched and we're like one in episode and then the new episode just dropped like this morning. So we've barely gotten a taste of it. And I'm like rooting for you to be till the end. And I know you can't tell us anything, but I hope I can see you and as much as you of you share as long as possible because that representation has been lacking. And I feel like back to like when I think of the original Real World, like there was slight diversity in bodies and then that just stopped completely. And I hope that this season can be a turning point, hopefully for MTV and on all reality. And we are seeing shifts on some shows, but not much at all, really.
No.
Yeah.
No. And you're right. Like they might show a little bit of a heavier set person who happens to be like, you know, some type of like sumo wrestler, like this is what they yeah. do for a living. So even though they're big, there's still some type of athleticism in there, but like also like the cellulite,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like they might show them big, but they're not showing the cellulite here. We're showing cellulite.
Yeah.
We're showing fupa. We're showing arms wiggling. And I'm like, I feel like a lot of, you know, heavier set people who tend to be hard on people like myself, who are in competitions and who are, you know, because I've had some people judge from their home and say like, you know, these people are too big to be doing this challenge. It's like, you know, a lot of times they do it because of themselves.
Right.
Because they're like, I couldn't do that. So if I can't do it, you can't do it. But I'm here to tell you, I can, I will, and let me show you how.
Yes. And hopefully you shut them up after that first.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have been very fortunate. A lot of people have supported me. I have felt a lot more support for my body image than I think Anissa has.
Yeah.
I know Anissa has gotten a lot of like really hard people on her, and I was prepared for it. And I was like, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm waiting, because don't come for me unless I send for you. That has always been my saying, because I'm not going to be nice about it. We're going to have some real, raw, honest conversations. And what is it about my body that upsets you so much? You know, I cradle children in this body. I, you know, and there's things about the body that we could talk about later. But yes, overall, to answer one of your questions, do I think that NTD has done a, you know, a good job of like bringing in different body types? I wanted to touch on that because I think a lot of it isn't necessarily their fault either.
Okay.
Because a lot of people will not put themselves out there anymore if they don't feel they look like they used to. And it's not just on, you know, weight, it's on age. If they feel like they've aged a little bit more drastically, they're less inclined to do it. And they'll get asked, but then they'll say, no, I can't do it. You know, so it's like, if they're not willing to put themselves out there, then who does MTV have to choose from?
That's true.
Usually it's the ones who are more athletic, who are like, yeah, I can do it. I'll throw myself out there. Yeah, I can do it. You don't get a lot of like the heavier ones that are like, well, you know, I'll roll the dice.
Yeah.
You know,
especially for a show that's so athletic. But I know that you're proving so much, and not that that weight needs to be on your shoulders, but it was just so cool to see that, especially in the first episode. And it sounds like you have like the confident woman we see in reality TV show is the woman who you show up and you are in real life. And you said you talked to the producers about, hey, you better like, this is my body and you better be cool with it. But it, along with preparing yourself, knowing that there's always going to be trolls and, oh, I hate that. Did you have any apprehensions about doing this?
The only apprehension I have, and you know, this is something that I, you know, I no better platform to talk about it than here with you, because you know, you do speak a lot about body image, is, you know, I had a very tragic accident, not necessarily as an accident, but with my third son, Leonidas Alistair. I was pregnant and trying to bring him to term. I developed something called placenta accreta and placenta increta, where the placenta embeds itself into the uterus. And basically I was dying. So I was in the hospital and they were giving me blood transfusions, and we were, you know, we had been in there a few weeks trying to bring him to term.
Yeah.
And finally I went under and they were just like, you're going to die. So,
oh, Stella, I'm so,
it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. They had to do an emergency hysterectomy, and I had a vertical scar that ran from the top of my navel all the way down. And it was really hard for me. You know, not only did I lose my son, when I woke up, I held him. He was already cold. You know, I didn't even get to hold him when he was still warm. Not to mention the scar. I wasn't prepared for that scar. I wasn't prepared to look down at my body and see what my body couldn't do. The scar also left my skin where it was like one side was perforated and the other side wasn't. It was kind of weird. So it wasn't so much the fupa that bothered me.
Yeah.
It was everything that reminded me of what I had lost, you know? So that going into this, I was very afraid of like a naked and afraid situation where they might make us get naked for something.
Yeah.
And I didn't want anyone to see that. That was something I didn't want to see. I didn't care about anything else. I don't care about the stretch marks. I don't care about the fupa. I just cared about that scar. I have since then had the scar removed. I had to have abdominal reconstruction so that they could fuse the abdomen back together. And they did a full tummy tuck. So they removed all of the scar tissue and the scar itself.
Wow.
And that was a big deal for me because it wasn't just vanity.
No,
it wasn't just vanity. It was the constant reminder, like, you you know, when we look at our bodies in the mirror, like we are looking at a history, a map of a life that we've had, you know, of things that we've done. We have scars to remind us of points in our lives that took us to different things. And that was just one of those things that every day I live without my son. He would have been 5 this year. And it was really, really hard. And to have that constant memory on my body of what we didn't succeed at, it was something I didn't want anyone to see it. And I don't foresee that being a part of the show at all, because we never had to do it.
I really thank you for feeling like a safe space to share that story, because you are not alone and we've had other lost stories. So I'm just so honored that you felt safe to share that. I'm so sorry for the loss of your son. I truly am.
It's okay.
And I'm glad that you were able to, I don't know if the word reclaim your body is appropriate or right, but just to heal from the outside and the inside while that loss will forever be there. I can only imagine how hard it was to see the scar in that way. So I'm glad that you were able to get that taken care of in that way. So I'm really sorry and touched that you wanted to share that.
Yeah. My doctor did good. Thank you though. He was amazing. And, you know, people understand, you know, people understand, like, your body is, you know, with us forever.
Right.
And it's a big deal.
It is.
So I thank you.
It is a very big deal. And you knew going into the show that they'd have you in sports bras and spandex shorts. So you knew the belly was going to be showing, but I can understand, like, okay, so a little bit below the belly. Let's not go too far, because they have had people get completely naked. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was like, let's keep it. Yeah. Like, I'm like pulling always, like, my pants were always like jacked up on my stomach.
But it was cool to see that, like, you weren't the only, I mean, plus size seems to be such a relative term these days, but when it comes to TV, plus size, the bar gets set very low, and you weren't the only plus size, you know, female athlete or male athlete by any means on that show. I mean, it was so cool. Again, like, I started off seeing, you know, cellulite and wrinkles. Like, did other cast members, I mean, I know you guys had mentioned age and, you know, it's so apparent that everyone's like 20 years older, but were there any talks about body image behind the scenes?
You know, it's funny, because you would be so surprised. For people like me, it was always weight. But for other members, it was age.
Yeah.
And age was so big, you know, like making sure their face doesn't age, making sure that, you know, they don't have like these wrinkles. And I'm just like, you know, there's stuff that we can't stop from happening. But I know that there was some concerns about that more so than the body. I know Anissa was getting a hard time. Yeah. And I know going into it, she also had that on her mind, like, and I think it's because the level of expectation for her
is so much higher,
because she does the other challenge and she does them back to back, it is higher.
Yeah.
And one thing I will say when it comes to weight is what people need to understand, and if I can say this, because I like to talk about, you know, use words very candidly, like, I'm a big girl, I'm a fat girl, whatever word you want to use, like, this fat has been on me for years. It's not like I just woke up one day and boom, there it is. It's been there. So I've learned to maneuver with it. I've learned to compensate when I need to tie my shoelaces a certain way. For those of you who know what I'm talking about.
I do.
When I get in the car, I like lift the fupa to put the seatbelt under. On. Like, these are things that these are the things that people who have this weight live with, and we know that we have it. So when we do these challenges, people got to remember, like, it's not just like, because I've heard people say, like, yeah, but imagine having to carry all that weight in the ocean, like when you're swimming. I'm like, carry it every day.
Yeah.
My body is used to it. Yeah. Would it be easier? Sure. But you got to remember, like, the thinner individuals are also now being affected by how cold the water is, because they don't have any barrier, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you win or lose, you still have something.
Totally.
I have to remind people, like, even if we're jogging 5 miles, I'm still jogging 5 miles with the same weight that I've had, like, for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's not anything new. The 5 miles is what's new.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wow. Well, let's walk back in history a little bit to the Road Rules Real World casting special. It was so interesting to watch from many perspectives. From seeing everyone young, like The Miz was in that casting special. Now he's a huge, huge celebrity. But also some of the things that were said, like nowadays would get you like canceled forever. Like it was almost, shocking to see. And I had some people ask questions on the Plus Mommy community. And one of the ones was, has your perspective on how MTV has handled issues around race and racism over the years? Like, what is your perspective on that?
I think that in the beginning, MTV was doing a lot. Bina Murray, the production company who makes the shows, produces the shows, they were doing a lot by trying to bring out that conversation and bring that conversation into people's homes. Yeah. And it's not an easy conversation. And they danced around it because they had to. Right. I don't feel like they're to blame or anything like that.
No. And we're not saying anything negative about MTV. And it wasn't from the producers. It was like some of the conversations that people were having individually were like, whoa, yeah.
Right. Right. And they had to be authentic, though, because right. It's a reality show. So, and I feel like, honestly, from a cast member's perspective, when you view yourself through their eyes, through that lens, that's when you start to realize, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. I may have felt this way. I may have said it in this context, but that's not how it was received because now I'm looking at it from another person's point of view. So I do feel like they did the best they could because they can't just, have all the hard conversations. The world wasn't ready back then.
Totally.
Yeah. It literally took a revolution. It took a whole revolution. And honestly, I think we've made more conversations and had more progress within the pandemic
right.
and having all these conversations come forward and protest about, Black lives and everything that's going in the world today now. Because we have that availability
yes.
now. We didn't have it then. We didn't have the space in our minds to be able to digest that conversation because we didn't have the tolerance either.
So true. So true.
So I feel like they definitely did a great job of, putting in the seed, planting it, integrating different cultures, bringing in different personalities. And unfortunately, they had to expose what it sounded like when someone said something that was racist or insensitive. But I think that the beauty of what they've done here is showing that cancel culture. I get it. I'm with it for certain things.
Right.
But that redemption, that coming back from the dead, when coming back from something very awful, learning, growing, and being something new, I feel like that is so much more important for the world we're in today because we can't just keep killing off all our plants.
Right.
You know what I mean? We have to start planting new. And I feel like that is going to be the difference in someone doing or saying something insensitive, but then redeeming themselves from it or acknowledging that they did it wrong.
So true. And even like I see this new season of the Real World where they're revisiting intense conversations around race, and still not everyone on the cast has kind of gotten to a point where they should be by now. But they're showing that person with where they're at, yet MTV is initiating these conversations. And then also I feel like MTV has always done a really great job of providing resources too, whether it's racial issues, sexual violence, LGBTQ, from being, a child of the 80s, like MTV has really helped to, mold a lot of our youth and culture and really complex conversations, be it even abortion at the time, really early on. So, yeah, I totally agree with you were there, so I, of course, agree with you, your perspective on it. But, like, they have done some things. And, yeah, of course, they've made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. But you look at the Bachelor franchise, and they've only recently in the past couple of years have featured, a main Black contestant. So it doesn't, it says a lot about MTV and how hard they've worked throughout the years.
Yeah. I mean, and if we're talking about Bachelor, I mean, who is for real believing that? Right. Like, if I see a guy I'm dating even look at another woman, I am snatching your eyes out of your head. Yeah. Like, see, that's why I can't watch The Bachelor. Yeah. Because I get too upset.
Yeah, no, that's not for me either.
I'm like, why are you talking to this other girl?
Totally, totally. And
I'm the worst.
I know, you're awesome. And with the challenge casting special, we had another question that came up from that was in the Real World Road Rules casting special, did she get any hate or support from fans for kissing Sophia?
You know, that's a good question. And I actually did not. My whole goal with that was, you know, I was thinking back, I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was on Donahue or Sally, one of those like morning talk shows. Yeah. They had a guy come on there who was gay, and he confessed to his friend that he was gay, and he wanted to come out to his friend because this was his friend. He had a big crush on him.
I remember that.
You remember? Yes. And the guy was like so awkward on the show. And then afterwards he ended up, like, I think he ended up shooting or killing the guy or something like that. Yeah. And it was like that homophobia, right?
Because this was back, homophobia. What year was this? Remind us.
That was in the 80s. That was like,
no, 80s, no, remind us when the Real World casting special was. That was
99.
Yeah, late 90s. And then Sophia had just come out to the whole cast. And then there was the truth or dare.
Come out to her mom.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And it was a truth or dare. And they asked her who she would be attracted to. And she picked you. And then your response was that you kissed her. And I love hearing that the backstory was to make sure she felt accepted and welcome. Right. And that's what I felt watching it. Absolutely. That's what I felt too.
Right. And that's what I wanted to convey both there and on the season is, yes, she had a crush on me. The feeling was not mutual. I did not have a crush on her. Yeah. I still was going to follow through with the truth or dare because it's a game.
Yeah.
And I also wanted people to see that for me, like, good touch, kiss is a choice. I chose to kiss her back. I was fine with it. But then to go on to our season and have a season where we still had a friendship and she, like, you know, those feelings diluted for her in the romantic aspect, but then she had now a new friend. So that was my thing. And I did feel a lot of love and support from the gay community because I think they understood, like, I'm an ally.
Absolutely.
I'm here for you the same as I would be for anybody else, you know?
I love it. And I love hearing that story because that's kind of what I picked up on it too. So that's really cool. And then just one question from a fan, me. you were picked first, like out of everyone, there were 27 people and only 13 were going to make it for Road Rules and then the Real World. What was that like to be picked first out of everyone?
It was complete. Like I, at that point, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even think I was getting picked.
Oh, wow.
Like by the end of the week, so much drama had happened. I was just like, yeah, they're not going to pick me. They're over it. You know, and for them to pick me, I was just like, what? I was literally shocked because I went into the auditions just to support my friend. Wow. My friend wanted to do the show. So I was there for moral support. So for me to make it that far, I was blown away.
That's so cool. So you got into this whole thing to support a friend. Yeah, that says so much about you. That's so cool. Can I ask who your friend was and did they get picked?
No, it was my friend Maria.
Oh.
No, she didn't end up going. We did the audition, but she didn't, that was it.
And it ended up being a huge piece of your life. How cool. So with Road Rules The Quest, you are known for being the first person to get voted off. What was that like? I'm sorry. I know I had to ask.
You know, it's fine. I think I was really upset.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I was pissed. Right. I was like, wait a minute. Like, I didn't get a car. These people got a car. I mean, there was two challenges they didn't even air because they were like so dangerous.
Oh my gosh.
That they were like, we don't want to air. Yeah, they're like, we don't want to air it. We don't want people to think like they could do this at home. And I was like, so everybody thinks I only did a certain amount, but I'm like, no, I did two more on top of that. I think I did like a total of 9 or something. And I was upset because I felt like I should still be in the game.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it and I was like, you know what? I didn't go down the mountain. Like, I got to take accountability for that, you know? But it would also be the reason that I hold people to the same standards they imposed on me.
Right.
So when you watch it, you see that, like, they told me if you had just gone down the mountain, we would have voted Ellen off. So it's like, it's that whole, like, coming full circle. You have to finish the full thing. Mm. So that's why today's episode, when you watch it, I'm like, well, if you had just completed the challenge, yeah, wouldn't have gotten in. You know what I mean? So people can understand that there's actually something from the past that caused me to look at it like this. Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't want to rappel down a big mountain. And, but also it's from watching that episode, it sounded like you guys wouldn't have completed the challenge anyways because of time. So it wasn't just on you that you didn't do it. So.
It really wasn't, but I get it. I get it. I'm like, whatever.
Now, so the quest ended, and then did you have any desire to continue on with MTV before you got Battle with the Seasons? Or was Battle of the Seasons, it seems like it was time-wise pretty close after.
Well, let me see. So after I left that, they called me back to go visit the MTV Real World House.
Oh, cool.
Because the MTV Real World House was whack. And they were like, the whole cast was boring. Well, you know, they were so boring. They were so whack. Not everybody. Mike was great. Mike has always been great. But he was also not having as much fun because his teammates, his people in his house were kind of like.
Yeah. They're like, we need Hazella.
Totally. They had me and Blair come back. And even Sophia came to visit because she lived in New York. They had us come back and stay for like a week. And we went to the Hamptons.
Nice.
You know, and they paid for everything. And of course, I was like, this was my way of getting back at Road Rules. Because I was like, you kicked me off your show. So now I'm going to go on their show. So I kind of had my own emotions that I was dealing with. And then, yes, right after that, they were like Battle of the Seasons. Like, it was like concurrent.
Wow. And so then you did Battle of the Seasons and Battle of the Sexes. Anything? I couldn't rewatch those. I couldn't find them. But anything that stands out from either one of those?
Again, if you've been a longtime fan of mine, you know there's one thing you cannot do with me is lie.
Yeah.
It's funny because there's a difference between a bluff, like bluffing about something. But like if you watch the casting special, Shagoon lied to me. Or he lied to Coral and then it, you know, blew up. And then on Battle of the Seasons, the top three people had made an alliance. And Emily, I think her name's Emily, was trying to lie about it.
And you called her out.
I was like, we're not doing this. I called it out. So that was a big deal because they voted Yes and Veronica off. And I was cool with Yes and Veronica. Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. I thought we want the best team to win. I didn't know we were playing dirty. You know, I was young. But and then Battle of the Sexes. I think one of the things was Gladys was pregnant on Battle of the Sexes. And she didn't tell anybody until she was like 6 months pregnant. She was like far along too.
Wow.
Yeah, her belly was showing and everything.
Wow.
And people didn't know until like we got to this one challenge where it was kind of like, hey, we're gonna kind of have to tell somebody.
Yeah.
So we did. We told the producers and they were like, they brought in like a medical team. Like it was like that day was a fiasco. They were like, what?
Oh, yeah.
And they like brought in a medical team. They like, you know, had the sonogram, check the baby, make sure she was fine. Like they were, and every challenge from there was, can she do it medically?
Right.
Did the doctors green light her?
Wow. Yeah, that's intense. Wow. Well, I can understand in that time you wouldn't want to miss this great opportunity. And also you prove and you can do anything pregnant, but also there are limitations for, you know, risks and stuff. So
yeah.
Wow. And then the last challenge you did before this current one is the season 11, The Gauntlet 2, which I know you volunteered to go into The Gauntlet and then you got some gruff for that because you were going up against Ruthie, right? Yeah, yeah. And what was that season like? Were you just done with it or were you like, I want to volunteer? I got to ask.
You know, what's funny is there was a season before that one that I was invited to and I had agreed and they had shot me over some money And then they changed the date.
Oh.
And I said, well, now I can't go
because
you changed the date. So that was already like a sign for me that I wasn't mentally in the game because I had already canceled on one challenge. Then the Gauntlet 2 came along and I was like, all right, I'll go. I already knew I had only 2 weeks because that's all the vacation time I had.
Got it.
So when it came time, we had talked about it and I was like, look, I'm going to just go ahead and give it to you, Ruthie. And it's funny because even back then I was considered a big girl.
Right. I was much. I'll put photos in the show notes. We'll all collectively roll our eyes together. But you make a comment of you dragged my big booty across the line. Like you. Yeah. Which I'm like, you're like the size of my thigh back then. So, yeah.
Right. Me too, girl. I was like, who is she talking about?
Yeah.
But, I did. I threw that one so that Ruthie could win so that I could go home.
Yeah.
And TJ was upset and production was upset. They still called me for challenges after that.
Cool.
But I told them, I said, listen, I'm working on my career. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to go. Please, you know, don't call me anymore.
Yeah.
And eventually they did. They stopped.
Wow. I had another question from a follower. Where does TJ stay?
He stays with production. Like they stay at some hotel. I'm sure it's fancy.
Right.
I'm sure he's like living the life. It's so funny because when we're on set, TJ is like, you watch the award ceremonies mm-hmm. and you see them, like the famous people when they come and they take pictures and stuff and then they talk and then somebody like their handler takes them off somewhere else.
It's
TJ. The same thing with TJ. It's the same thing. They bring him, he talks, and then his handler takes him away and then he leaves. You know what I mean? Like he's a famous person. He doesn't interact with us.
He's not going to hang out and get all trashed at the home.
No. Although he's not mingling.
He's not mingling. Although those homes look like, it looks like, is it really, I'm sure it's work also, but is it the blast that it appears to be? Like, is it the party and the fun and the wildness?
It is, it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, we have to constantly remind each other, especially when things get like heated, you know, like today's episode, I need you to understand the elements. It was so hot. It was so hot. I seriously, it took everything in my power to not purposely jump so I could just hit the water.
And this is episode 2 of the All Stars that just came out this morning. Yeah.
Yes. It was so hot. And it's like, you know, you're out there for hours, like hours, because they're like every second they're like, wait, we got to test it. We got to make sure like they're not risking anybody's lives, you know? So it's caught. And then like, you know, we have handlers that they're like throwing us water, you know, passing us like medicine or, you know, ibuprofen if I have a headache. And, you know, we're constantly sitting there and just reminding ourselves like, this is what we signed up for. We signed up for this. It's crazy. It's a lot of work. I mean, not just the challenge itself. You know, not passing out on today's episode was harder than the trivia. It was harder than all of that.
Wow. Yeah. And then you also, I'm sure in the back of your head are like, okay, and then millions of people are going to watch all this. Like that's got to be playing in the back somewhere too.
Yes. The first challenge was so cold and like people were so like the elements, I'm telling you, like you just, and then you're like, if you pass out, you're like, oh my God, what am I going to look like?
Yeah. Well, then this plays over well to another question. Sukita says, OMG, I love her. I'd ask how much being a mom gets your mind in a place to push yourself further.
For me, it was a big part of my strategy. You know, it's always like when I'm in the game, I'm thinking to myself, how would I coach my child through this?
Wow.
Or what would I tell my son? Like, would I tell my son this is okay behavior? Would I tell my son, you know, we're going to do this with the water, with the first challenge and going in the water? I just kept reminding myself how I, you know, I had my kids swimming at 10 months, you know, because I live in Florida and water is everywhere. And I just remember telling them, like, you know, take it easy, baby. Just one stroke at a time. And that's what I was doing. Being a mom was a huge part of my mental control, you know, being able to control the game, even not, you know, because the game is the game.
Yeah.
And it's not about being political. It's about strategizing and having conversations and being effective with your communication. And you're going to see that I am here to play the game.
Yeah.
So teaching my kids that through this game, like my kid, they're not old enough to watch it.
Yeah.
So they'll only see certain parts, you know,
be like, mommy's on TV. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, click, that's it. We're not watching, you know, you watch the game, go upstairs. But like, there are parts where I won't let them see it. And it's not because I'm embarrassed or anything. It's because mentally they're not there. So I played the game as an adult and I did this challenge as an adult, and it is adult content.
Yeah.
It was in the back of my mind. It was a motivator. Like, I have to do this for my kids. Like, I can't show them that mommy's given up, you know?
Did being a mom now, because you said you turned down other opportunities to be on the challenge, did being a mom now play into your decision to come back all these years later?
Yeah, it did. It did, because I was able, I feel like, man, when I look back at my life, even, you know, when I almost passed away, I looked back and I said, you know, I have lived.
Yeah.
Like, I have lived an amazing life. I have done things that people can only dream of, on the show and off the show. Like, I've had the opportunity to be a mom. You know, I have kids that, you know, love and care for me. So when I did this, it did motivate me in the sense that I was like, I want to do this as a mom. But I also did it because there was a time when I went through my like divorce and, you know, I was a lot heavier than I am now. I was like 230 pounds. And for my height, that's very heavy. It was very hard. I was just a mom.
Yeah.
And that title was so redundant with my everyday life and, you know, my chores. And it was a chore to be a mom. And I learned that there was so much more to me, that it didn't stop because I became a mom.
Right.
And that's why I did this, because I wanted people to know that just because you're a mom doesn't mean that everything is soccer games, lunches, vacuuming, making beds, laundry. It's, you're still a mom. You're a mom. That's even cooler than just a mom. I don't know if that
makes
sense.
It makes so much sense. Like, you're so much more, like you just said, you're so much more than just a mom, and you can get lost in the laundry, literally. And you have to reclaim yourself, because you can't be the best mom that you want to be if you can't hold true to yourself in many ways. And we're setting such a role model for our kids, and they don't want to see us just miserable cooking and cleaning and all the mundane stuff that goes along with all the awesome stuff too.
Yes. How many times have I broken down in the shower?
Yeah.
You know, that's the safe place to cry, or I'm doing laundry and I'm overwhelmed. And, you know, and I said to myself, this can't be it. This just can't be it.
I feel that. Yeah.
Like, and you go off of like the love of your children and you're like, that fuels you. And then eventually you still run on steam. And that's when I remembered, you have to put your mask on first.
Yep.
You know, on the airplane, they tell you got to put your mask on first before you put it on the kids. And I started to relive my life and find time for myself and do things for myself and start to separate and start to say, like, no, this is adult content. This is baby content. And it's funny because Alton actually says it all the time. He's like, you, a little baby, you need to go be in your little baby world. And I'm like, you know what? He's right. That's little baby stuff. You need to worry about little baby stuff because you're not an adult. I am.
Yeah.
And that is why I did this, because I wanted to show, yes, I'm a mom. That's one thing. I'm a woman. That's another thing. I'm an athlete. Here's another thing. I'm a big girl. That's another thing. Like, I have all of these things and they're all a part of me. and I'm not defined by any of them.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
Are you plus size and pregnant or trying to conceive? Do you wonder where you can find cute plus size maternity clothes or when you'll start showing and how to embrace your pregnant body? What about having a healthy pregnancy and how to reduce your increased risk? Find the answers to these questions and so much more within the My Plus Size Pregnancy Guide and audiobook. From nutrition and physical activity to prenatal care expectations and the importance of hiring a size-friendly care provider, you'll not only learn information to help you make informed decisions throughout your pregnancy, but start to develop a new relationship with your body. Download this guide and start using it at any point in your pregnancy. Stop Googling and start feeling empowered today. Use code PLUSMOMMY to get 20% off the My Plus Size Pregnancy Guide and audiobook.
We have another question around something that I think we can all deal with is, how do you deal with insecurities and negative comments by others? My goodness, you must, you know, online, I get plenty of it. I can't even imagine what you must see. So how do you deal with that?
You know, one of the things that helped me prior to getting to this point was when I was, you know, heavier set, it's really hard for me to like find certain clothes. And I love 1950s fashion. I love retro fashion. And I started to find all of these like retro inspired outfits and clothing and brands, yeah, like Vixen and Hell Bunny. And, you know, they helped me to find that femininity that I was missing, because I love to wear dresses and I love to be like a woman and have my boobs up here by my, yes, chin. I don't care. Like, I don't care how big they are. Like, I want them up here. And, you know, like, and it helped me to feel better about myself at my size, you know, because a lot of feeling better is about like how I'm going to feel when I'm here or when I reach this goal. I needed to feel better now. And that helped me to feel better now. So when a hater comes my way, I instantly decide, am I going to let this affect my day or am I going to block them?
Yeah.
You know? Or am I going to set boundaries so that all future haters know, don't come for me, yes, unless I send for you. And that's kind of what I did. So one of the things I did was somebody came for Jemmy and I was like, let's talk about what's really going on. Let's talk about those deep rooted family issues that you're dealing with. Cause I don't think you're really that mad about Jemmy being on the challenge. Like, That can't ruin your day that bad. And if it is, let's talk about why. And this guy, like through conversation, he actually started to reflect. He's like, you know what? I might've gone off the, wow, handle. I probably shouldn't have said all those things. And I was like, you know, that's really big of,
yeah,
you.
Huge.
But like, that was a good example for other trolls to see. Yeah. I'm not the one. They have not, I mean, I don't have the same following either as Anissa, but they have not come for me the same way. But I was prepared for it. And I just have decided that I'm just going to block them.
Good.
Like, if you just come at me, I'm just blocking you. Because I don't need to invest, nope, any time, energy, or effort into something that's not going to grow or heal.
Totally. You know? Oh, yeah. Don't feed the trolls. That's my motto. We had one other question I see here with that I'm really curious, too, because I struggle with that sometimes as well. And that is, I am surrounded by small body people. Suggestions for stopping the negative self-talk. I think this totally applies in everyday life, but especially being on a reality TV show for sure.
It's so funny because I know exactly what they're talking about. And it's not true for every situation, but for mine, I'm only speaking for mine. I noticed that a lot of the smaller people that are around me tend to have a lot more, like, are a lot more critical of themselves. Yeah. And you know what's really funny? This is like the prize statement that I hear all the time. Are you ready? And it always comes from little people. Like, okay, they say, well, you know what? Hasella always wears whatever she wants. So I'm going to start wearing whatever I want. And I'm like, hold on.
Wait a minute.
I'm like, what are you trying to say about my clothes? Yeah. Like, so in their minds, like, I wear very risky outfits for my body type. And in their mind, they're small. And I'm like, you could totally wear it. But in their mind, they won't, because they're so critical of themselves. And what I tend to do is, you know, I go, my life is going my way, whether you're coming or not. And that's it. If you don't feel comfortable in what you're wearing, I need you to figure it out before I get there, because I don't want to wait for you. People know I have this thing about time. If we say we're going to be there at 7 o'clock, we're going to be there at 7 o'clock, but you're not going to spend an hour to 2 hours talking about, like, you don't have anything to wear because you're not comfortable and you're really like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
But in the defense of, you know, very thin people who also have body image issues, it's also not easy for them when they're sitting there watching these women getting these BBLs and these curves that they just can't recreate.
Yeah.
So I get it. I'm a very visual person. I think if you got to watch who you follow. You know, the people you follow, they can be, you know, they can be poison or they can be passion. They can either ignite and make you feel alive again, or they can literally cause you to be sick.
So true.
You got to be careful what you feed your eyes, because that goes straight to your mind. And those skinny people around you, you being the bigger girl, like, you know that you have your own challenges, whether you're at a healthy weight, whether you're not at a healthy weight, whether your weight is just distributed funny, because some people are at a healthy weight, but they're just distributed different, you know?
Or you can be, I mean, you could be at a heavier weight and be healthy too. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Right. So you have to decide for yourself, are you going to let your problem become their problem or vice versa?
Yeah.
And a lot of people feed off of that. Like, oh, I don't like the way this shirt fits. And then you'll come in and you'll be like, well, nothing fits these boobs. So, you know,
yeah.
But see, that's negative on negative. Yeah. That's negative on negative.
Yeah. We don't have to self-deprecate, but that's something I feel like we all go to so quickly too. And, but your advice is so smart about, like, being careful of who you're surrounding yourself by and the messages you're taking in, and starting with your own confidence, and that people of all sizes struggle. And you're right. I find often it's my smaller friends that have way more body image issues than I do. So yeah, I love way that. More. I love that. So what is next for you? Like, I know you still have this whole season to go through, and I'm just so excited to watch it. But do you think that you'll get more reality TV show in the future, or was this just fun to do?
I absolutely would do anything that they asked me to. I love MTV. I love Bino and Murray. I have, you know, their family to me now. I'm sure you've seen me come after a certain individual that try to talk about my family, but no, I would do anything. I would do anything that they asked me to. If they asked me to do another challenge and I physically could do it, I would. You know, I have to get medical clearance from my doctor, obviously. I really want to do Dancing with the Stars.
Yes! Okay, we're putting it out into the universe. Acela, Dancing with the Stars!
Put it out there. Tell your people. I'm like, because you know what? I don't know. I haven't seen it in the last 3 seasons, maybe. But the seasons that I watched, I never saw my body type. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen my body type? And I'm just like missing it.
I feel like, and I can't remember her name and I feel terrible, but the girl from Glee was in it. But that was so, and she won. And she's plus size.
Okay, but she's also like a professional.
Yeah, she is a professional. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But okay. Okay, so she was one. You're right. She's the Hairspray girl, right? She did Hairspray. Glee or Hairspray?
No.
Didn't she do Hairspray?
Well, Ricky Lake did it too, and she was Hairspray. But then it was the girl who was in the TV show Glee. And I can't remember her name.
Okay.
But it's been a very long time. And you're right. She was a professional singer and stuff, so... A performer.
I feel like we haven't had a reality TV, like, challenge person. We haven't had my body type. We haven't had a Latina like me. Like, I feel like, I'm sure we've had some Latinas on there. But, like, I feel like I am my own little person who represents a lot of different groups. I have never taken professional dance classes, but I love to dance. Like, I love it. I love it. And I feel like, you know, The Miz loved WWE.
Yeah.
Hasela loved dancing. Everybody knows I brought my dancing shoes on the casting special.
Yeah.
Like, it has always been a part of me. And that would be my ultimate goal. So if we need to get a petition,
I think we do.
Tag everybody under the sun. That would be my end game goal.
All right, listeners. So if you ever see Dancing with the Stars, ask for like who you'd want to see. You know who to tag. So yeah, that would be awesome. Right. Well, I would want to keep you on another hour, but I won't. I have so enjoyed and really deeply appreciate all that you shared. You went to some depths and you shared incredible wisdom, and it's been a wonderful enjoyment time. Like, I'm just I really just appreciate the fact that you wanted to come on my show. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'd love you to share where people can find you, and if there's anything you want to shout out at all, any other projects you have or anywhere else that we can all jump on and support you, please.
I'm on Instagram. You can follow me with Love Hasela. I am on Twitter as well, Hasela Delgado. And you can definitely watch the show, The Challenge All-Stars.
Yes.
It's streaming on Paramount Plus every Thursday. It's a new episode every week. So definitely tune in and show your support and love for the show. I think you will have a really good time this season with us.
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying it so much. So thank you again, Hasela, so much. I'll stop gushing. But this has been so much fun. So I'm going to end the recording here, and I'm going to get caught up and watch today's episode. So thank you. And please, everyone, go follow
thank
her on
you.
Instagram and come hang out on Plus Mommy Instagram Stories, where we'll be talking about the Challenge Weekly, because, you know, I'm obsessed. All right, friends, until next time, bye.
Bye.